Governor McCrory's administration originally wanted to put three or four massive organizations in charge of managing the state's Medicaid program, and those organizations could have been private companies. Health and Human Services Secretary Aldona Vosh said the state hoped to start rolling out the changes in 2015. But the state legislature put the brakes on that plan and told the administration to set up an advisory group to study different options. It met for the first time yesterday.
I definitely got the sense that no decisions have been made, and that was good.
That's Peggy Terhune from the advisory group. She's CEO of Monarch, a nonprofit that works in more than 50 counties with people who have disabilities, mental illnesses, or challenges with substance abuse. Terhune says the advisory group agrees with certain parts of the original overhaul plan, like better coordinating primary care and mental health services. She said the group also likes the administration's plan to use more managed care organizations, but she says the group is still figuring out if that means using private companies.
We certainly can recommend public-private. How does this look? You know, is it a mix of public-private? Is it one or the other? You know, how many of these organizations do we need?
Terhune says those are questions the group will continue working through over the next few months. Its next meeting is in mid-January. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.